listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back. The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, an apple a day might be now changed to 3 apples a day. We'll talk about that, as it looks like fiber could be the secret to avoiding heart attack. Wanting to avoid migraines, we may need to avoid chewing gum, as they found that teenagers that chew gum are more prone to migraines. Another study and report has come out saying Americans eat way too much salt. All right, this is not really very helpful as we're coming into the holiday season. Then this was an interesting study coming out of Stanford University that there's no clear link between secondhand smoke and lung cancer. Now, where did this come from? I thought we've been, you know, for years telling you guys, no, just smoke somewhere else because you're, you know, we're getting secondhand smoke. So we'll talk about that study. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, some of you have asked me about organic foods. When should you buy organic? When shouldn't you? And again, you know, I have to admit, a lot of the information we've gotten on organic, hasn't been as delightful as we wish. You know, we were kind of hoping, okay, well, if you get organic food, it's going to be a hell of a lot healthier. Well, no, that was kind of debunked. All right. Now, mind you, we don't like a lot of pesticides, so, you know, the more pure you can get your foods, the better. We're for that, but we also understand that sometimes it's not as cost-effective. Well, this was an interesting article out of Fox News Prevention Magazine. They say they have here 10 packaged foods that you should always buy organic. This is interesting, okay? According to Sonia Lunder, senior scientist at the Environmental Working Group, she said the two most important things to consider in the production of food is the use of pesticides and the presence of GMOs. According to this one report, they say Americans eat more than their weight in GMO food per year, 193 pounds on average. Now, the big thing about GMOs is they think it could alter the bacterial balance in our GI tract, could cause obesity, other health issues. Of course, people are worried about pesticides linked to ADHD and cancer and reproductive dysfunction and neurological issues. And, you know, so I know a lot of people are like, look, just don't be, you know, putting genetically modified organisms or don't be using pesticides in my food. I get that. You're allowed to say that, you know. It's just we still need a hell of a lot more research to, you know where we need to go long term with these. But, for example, they list the 10 foods that you should always buy organic, okay? Popcorn. Alright, apparently they suggest that chemicals in the lining of microwave popcorn bags and the faux butter have been associated with lung disease as well as Alzheimer's. Remember we talked about that there was an issue with the microwave popcorn? That was a few years back. Alright, and so they said maybe start popping organic popcorn. Alright, and apparently microwave popcorn can still have trans fats. Organic varieties are hopefully supposed to not have the trans fats with the popcorn. Popcorn is a phenomenal snack. Okay? I mean, if you are taking kernels of corn, popping them, and you aren't loading it up with butter or salt, okay, it could be a healthy snack. The problem is butter tastes good when it's buttered all salty, right? Okay? Cookies. Okay? They say that sugar beets, okay, are one of the leading raw materials used to make refined sugar. The raw sugar beet juice is processed to create sugar crystals. And according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they say 95% of sugar beets are genetically modified, up from 60% in 2009. Organic cookies, even though they may not be less caloric, are supposed to be avoiding the sugar beet sugar that could have had pesticides, I guess. I don't know. Again, I'm just a messenger on this one. Bread. They recommend organic bread. Okay? They say that malathione, which is an ingredient in shampoo, I guess used to also, I guess kill fleas and head lice, etc. They say that this chemical is an insecticide that kills bugs that usually feed on grains like wheat, rye, barley, etc. And so I guess there's been some issues with the malathione. I don't know much about that. I'm sorry. All right. So again, you know, we are promoting that there's more nutrition with organic foods, but again, you'd be exposed to less crap. Salad dressing, they also suggest, all right, they say the canola oil is many times genetically modified. And so if, I guess, they say pesticides are also an issue. Okay, canola is genetically modified to be tolerant to one or two groups of the herbicide, the glyphosate and the glufosinate. So they can be sprayed with higher doses of the chemical to kill nearby weeds. So if something is genetically modified to withstand the pesticides, are they going to get more pesticide exposure? That's where the concern is. Ketchup. They say Americans consume 75% of their tomatoes in a processed form, like tomato sauce, tomato paste, ketchup, etc. And they say many tomatoes, according to the Environmental Working Group, are contaminated with pesticides. In one study of cherry tomatoes, they found 13 different pesticides. They suggest buy an organic baby food. All right. They said when the USDA looked at the baby food, 92% of the pear samples tested positive for at least one pesticide. 26% contained five or more, even the fungicide iprodione. All right. And they say the EPA has labeled that as a probable human carcinogen. That's not cool. Veggie burgers. Now, remember, we talked about veggie burgers. We talked about the heat and what to cook, where your burgers need to be heated at least 165 degree, the burger meat. Okay. Even if you could cook steaks at 145 degree, any sort of meat, but especially turkey or chicken. Ground meat needs to be at 165 degrees. All right. So they suggest that veggie burgers, I'm not doing turkey, but sorry. Think about turkey burgers. I'm hungry. They're concerned about the soy, cereal, all right, again, the canola oil, etc., milk. All right. They say non-organic dairy cows are often treated with genetically engineered hormones and recombinant bovine growth hormone. We talked about this on the show, or RBST, all right, supposedly to increase the milk production. They say milk with cows have higher IGF-1, which stimulates cell growth. Applesauce, they're also recommending that these should also be considered a food that you should consider organic. Again, I'm just reading this report. I really don't have an opinion yet because I need to know more. That's just, you know, yeah. And it's an exciting topic, isn't it? Come on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember, this is Christmas time, and we're traveling, and it's an exciting time, but also could be an extremely frustrating time. Apparently, passengers on Lufthansa flight? It's not no, it's called Lufthansa flight from Boston to Frankfurt. Apparently we're stuck on, I believe, the plane on the tarmac with no food or water. And I guess they were supposed to fly Tuesday from Boston Logan Airport to Frankfurt, but a snowstorm fell. All right, on the area. And then I guess there was a snowplow that didn't work. And so I guess they didn't have enough food, or I don't know why they didn't serve water. They weren't allowed to use their cell phone. They weren't allowed to use the bathroom. And so they had to be stuck in their seats for at least 5 hours. And now, of course, the airlines are kind of refuting some of those complaints. But a pregnant woman said she was having horrible back pain and et cetera. But, you know, whether it was a horrible experience or not, this reminds us, make sure you pack and expect the unexpected. All right. I mean, I remember hearing that there was somebody stuck, you know, people were stuck on an airplane for 3 hours on the tarmac. You know, I've been stuck for at least an hour. And, you know, I'm grateful that it would only be an hour. But, you know, many of us, we don't have any food. Okay, because number one is, now that we have to go through security without bringing juicy cups for the kids and things like that, because we're supposed to buy it once we get to the airport or once we clear security. And of course, once we clear security, these bottles, like what, $4.50, $6 bottles of water, we don't want to spend the money. And we're like, you know what, we'll just drink on the plane. We're going to get on the plane. Well, if the plane doesn't take off or the plane is stuck on the runway or something goes wrong, you're going to be without food or drink. Now, some of us adults can handle it okay, but a lot of the kids, they can't. And it's kind of frustrating, you know, and you could probably pack food from home. A lot of times I'll make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and things like that, so at least we have something. But when it comes to drink, we may have to shell out the bucks and purchase something. Now, you would think that we should be able to get some sort of water. The plumbing should work. So I'm not sure why the plane would sit there for 5 hours, but it just reminds you that even if you do land or if the plane takes off, et cetera, there could still be a delay. You could still be rerouted. You could still be, and you know, you might as well just be prepared. So make sure you have your foods. The other thing then is make sure you have your medicines. Don't just take your medicine for the next 12 hours and have everything packed. Make sure everything is with you in your carry-on. If you're afraid that something could happen to the carry-on or to the luggage or whatever, you could split up the medicines, but make sure you allot for a day or two at least when it comes to your medications and even when it comes to food. Because this is a crazy time to travel. Weird things could happen. Okay? And we understand with the storm. And I still don't understand why they couldn't get water. That makes absolutely no sense. With the bathroom, I don't know what you do if they don't let you get up to go to the bathroom. And again, they said, look, you know, it's wrong. They were able to get up and go to the bathroom. So again, there's definitely some refuting. But if everybody agrees that they were stuck on the tarmac for 5 hours, right, that stinks. And the flight hasn't even started yet. I mean, I want you guys to see your family. I want you guys to be able to enjoy Christmas when you can. But I got to tell you, traveling just seems to be such a pain in the butt and expensive. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This study came out saying anxiety is linked to a higher risk of stroke. Now, I know some of you are like, well, duh, Dahlia, but wait a second. I mean, okay, that could be you. Okay, we're not just talking about how a person at risk for a stroke, they get anxious and then they get their stroke. What if you have chronic anxiety? This is the first time researchers have linked anxiety and stroke, independent of any other factors. It was over a 22-year period that researchers at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, looked at 6,000 people aged 25 to 74. This was the first National Health and Nutrition Examination survey. Patients had interviews and blood tests and medical examinations and psychological questionnaires and anxiety and depression levels. And then they tracked strokes through hospital or nursing home patients and death certificates. And they found that even a modest increase of anxiety was associated with greater stroke risk. People in the highest third of anxiety symptoms had a 33% higher stroke risk than those with the lowest levels. Now, this was made reported in the journal report. So, you know, I always talk about putting on the miles, okay? You know, we may be fairly healthy. We may be fairly young for what we think, but some of us are old for our age because we put on a lot of miles. Okay? I'm one of those people. I got a lot of miles on me. Not the Mile High Club. Don't confuse that. No. I got a lot of miles on me. I mean, you know, working 2 to 3 jobs ever since I started school and college, right? You know, and all the work I've done, and, you know, still, I waited tables while going to medical school. I've always burned the candle at both ends. I mean, here I am. I'm running a full-time practice, doing a radio show, trying to start a TV show. I'm putting on a lot of miles, all right? That's concerning. I don't think I'm an anxious person. I don't suffer from anxiety at all. But you could be putting on miles. Now, what if the most dangerous group of people aren't being studied? Okay, if people are admitting that they're anxious, all right, I'm not that worried about them. People that admit that they have anxiety attacks, they're already halfway to cure. Because they admit it, hopefully many of them get treatment, they're aware of it. The people that I'm worried about are the people that think nothing's wrong. I don't have anything wrong with me. I'm not at risk for heart disease. No, I don't have anxiety. I'm good. So when they go to the doctor, they say, I'm good, and they leave. Just like with your asthmatics. No, you know what? My asthma's fine. Just, you know, refill my inhaler for if I need it later in the year. And then you hear that they were in the ICU for an asthma attack, you know, come Christmas time. Well, you know, so I would just like to use this time to remind you, if you think you have something, okay, don't ignore it. A lot of us, we look at these studies going, well, that's not me, that's not me, that's not me. It could be you. You know, I kind of got, you know, freaked out because one of my patients had told me the other day that he had gone to the skin doctor because he had a mole on the left side of his forehead. And while the doctor was treating that mole, he saw something, and I hadn't seen this patient in years. He had been an old patient of mine, and then he came back a couple years later. And he said, I had a little mole, not even a mole, I guess a little baby spot that I didn't even notice on the front of my face, and I get a call that that's melanoma. Now, you know, a lot of us are like, well, I know I don't have melanoma because I don't have that big, mean, ugly mole. Well, when I hear that something that, I mean, obviously he shaved, right, every day, so he looked at his face in the mirror. If something could be right there next to your nose, not even under your nose, next to it, and that could be a melanoma, okay, things can happen to us. And I don't want you to freak out. I don't want to increase your anxiety and have you guys get, you know, stroke, you know, be put at risk for stroke or anything like that. But just, you know, get this out of your head that that's not going to be me. Just like with safety issues. You know, well, I'm not going to live in an area where somebody's going to come in with a gun. Well, yeah, you know, it's nice to be in La La Land. It's nice. The ignorance is bliss. I agree. I don't want to sit there and worry that, oh, my gosh, somebody could come in and possibly, God forbid, have look, I get that. You don't want to be living your life always scared. I get that. All right. But on the other hand, the people that are prepared, I think that's smart. You know, one thing they kind of teach you when they prep people like cops, et cetera, is, you know your exits. You know, do you have an exit plan? If you go into a restaurant, if something goes down, what's your plan? If there's a fire, what's your plan? If you already mentally have that image, I know what I'm going to do roughly. All right. You have already probably a 30-40% increased risk of your surviving something that could happen, you know? I mean, I have my kids trained, if God forbid one of us collapses, where to find the phone, where to call 911, etc. We have the fire drills, etc. And again, I don't want us to be doomsday preppers and overly paranoid or anything like that. But, I mean, just an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I love that saying. I think it makes so much sense. So same thing. You know, you may be like, well, I don't suffer from anxiety, so I don't have to worry about the stroke. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you do have blood pressure spikes. Maybe you do. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do preventatively. And I'm not saying go and spend a lot of money at the doctor's office, but you may be having blood pressure spikes that you don't know about. You may be having clogged arteries. Okay? You may be working on an ulcer. You know how many of you are popping, I don't know, Excedrin migraine or Motrin or Aleve or whatever, what have you, and, you know, you're sitting there listening to the news on renal disease and heart disease and stomach ulcers, et cetera, being like, well, that's not me. Well, how do you know it's not you? You know, you need to run by the doctor, and how I suggest your approach is go, you know, look, okay, I feel like I'm healthy, I don't feel like I have all these problems, but let me tell you what I do, okay, and I've made a conscious log of what I do so that I'm not, you know, blowing anything off, but I probably average this much Tylenol a day, I average this many anti-inflammatories a day, I drink this, you know, and run it by the doctor. If he's like, no, you're still well within the normal range, that's good. If they're like, that's kind of a lot, you know, that's going to be a real good eye-opener. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brian wrote me and attached a Fox News article and wanted me to comment on it. And even though it's not medical, you know, I do listen to my listeners. If there's something you want me to talk about, I answer practically every single email except for the ones where it's kind of promotional. Gosh, one of you sent me an email yesterday that had to do with, it was like dirty, some sort of porn site. And no, okay, I don't even, no thank you for that. So I guess the article that Brian sent me was school removes the Christ the Savior from Silent Night. Apparently, and I heard about this, where I guess there's a New York school district where some parents are upset where the educators, I guess, had removed the religious references in the Silent Night song that I believe was being performed during a school was it, I guess, the school, I don't know if it was just in class or if it was actually a school program. You know how they always do the, Christmas program and, you know, where they sing songs. And I mean, I remember growing up, they would have both. You would have the Christmas songs, you would have the Jewish songs. If you were of a belief that were or, of a religion, or if you were atheist and you didn't wish to sing a part of either song, they didn't make you do it. With me being a Jewish kid, oh my gosh, I love Christmas songs. Christmas time is so awesome. I love this time of year. And I do understand the history. You know, I can't be both religions. You know, I was born Jewish and I'm very proud of being Jewish and I love that. All right, but I totally, totally did. The Christian religion, I really, really do. You know, I love what you guys stand for. I think we're all beautiful people. I love it. And even atheists out there, you know, I dig you. I understand. You know, I have a very scientific mind, so I get, you know, how you think. But I just love religion so much, and that's why I've chosen to continue my faith. You know, I don't really know how to comment on this, where a school is taking out the, the Christ our Savior is born. You know, that part of Silent Night. The Silent Night is a beautiful song, and I apologize if I sing any part of that off key. You know, I'm actually going to be making a holiday CD. It's going to have, you know, some Hanukkah songs and Christmas songs. I think the songs are exquisite. I also love what the songs make you feel love. I mean, I don't think it matters what religion. When you hear something like Silent Night, it's a beautiful song, and it inspires, and it's very peaceful. It's great. You know, I mean, you know, some people ask on my CD, am I going to kind of, you know, mix things up a little bit and, you know, try to rock. I mean, I would not want to change any of the melodies or anything like that of some of these songs. But, religion is definitely been under a lot of, shall we say, discussion lately, and how we approach our freedom of religion. I mean, this is something that's and, you know, we talked about this with the Duck Dynasty in the first hour, where, I mean, you know, are we progressing or are we regressing? All right. You know, I mean, I can understand you have the argument separation of church and state. I get that. Okay. I get that. You know, but if it's holiday time and there are kids that want to celebrate that, I mean, should they be able to do that? I mean, are we going to get rid of all religion from schools? That's kind of odd. I mean, I love Christmas time and, you know, and Hanukkah time during school. I love the fact that school carried on a lot of the festivities, because, you know, if the festivities are only at home and then you have to be at school for most of your day, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to have that too and, you know, carry on the holiday cheer and, you know, the camaraderie and the gift giving and the parties. I think it's nice. Okay. I mean, true. I don't think schools have to, you know, so much teach religion, and, I don't think, they should demand prayer or anything like that. I mean, I think you get to worship on your own, but I see nothing wrong with holidays. I think the holidays are absolutely beautiful. If they want to teach people what the holidays mean, I think that's a great idea. I mean, I would have loved to learn more about Kwanzaa. We never learned that. I would have loved to learn more about the Quran. I would have loved to learn more about the Book of Mormon. You know, but I understand schools don't go there. All right. But as far as they do go, it's, you know, the religious programs, the Christmas concert, the holiday concert. And I understand they've changed it to holiday because it's the holidays. And I get that. I mean, should we just say happy holidays? Can we say Merry Christmas? If Christmas is coming on the 25th, you say Merry Christmas. If Hanukkah comes on November 30th, you say Happy Hanukkah. When Cinco de Mayo is here, you say Feliz Cinco de Mayo. When it's St. Patrick's Day, you say Happy St. Patrick's Day. I don't think we need to change how we greet each other, all right, you know, to make things, I guess, more politically correct. I think we should be able to, whatever the holiday is, like Thanksgiving. I mean, you say Happy Thanksgiving. If it's Christmas, you say Merry Christmas. I mean, that's it. That's the holiday. I think we are, you know, allowed to give the holidays their due respect. When it comes to a song, okay, where I think, you know, because some people are like, why the heck would they even start messing with the song? Well, again, it all depends on what somebody believes. Okay, I am very comfortable singing Christmas songs. They are beautiful. I love them. Okay. You know, I'm true to my religion. We have family members who are Christian. We're all happy people. Everything's fine. I don't see anything wrong in any of it. But you'll have some people that'll say, well, look, you know, I can't be singing a Jewish song, because that could be against Christianity, or I can't be singing about Christ. That could be against my religion. And then if that's the case, children can always opt out. You know, that's not the biggest deal, but I don't think you have to actually change the song. But there's a lot of discussion now on changing religion. Pierce Morgan had brought up maybe the Bible needs to be changed as they were discussing homosexuality in a past show. And then, of course, what's been going on with Duck Dynasty with Phil Robertson, even though many of us disagree with what he said and the coarseness of how he said it, we defend his constitutional right to say it. But, you know, with the discussion there where, you know, those were his beliefs. Okay, and then he was suspended from A&E, and we talked about, you know, whose rights were violated. Was Phil's rights violated? Is A&E's rights violated if they can't do what they need to save, you know, their empire? And, you know, should we be censuring people for speaking out, or some speaking outs, you know, considered bigotry? And we kind of, you know, talked about that, and that's why the media is all over this, and they will continue to be. But the question still lies. How are we approaching religion? You know, I mean, I kind of like the way things were 20, 30 years ago, or am I wrong? Was I a kid and things just seemed simpler? All right. You had the program. You had the Christmas program. You had the beautiful Christmas songs. You had the Jewish songs. You had, like nowadays at my kid's school, they also have Kwanzaa. They pay tribute to everything. And it looks beautiful. It sounds beautiful. Everybody is together. And it's wonderful. It's happy. I'm not saying we all have to kumbaya and hold hands or whatever, et cetera. You know, but I mean, it was simpler. But there's a lot of, I guess, progress that we've made in terms of being accepting of each other. But it may actually come in the form then of regression. I mean, if we are going to be, shall we say, so accepting of, you know, Jewish people at a Christmas concert or vice versa, are we going to start to regress by starting to change and possibly dilute the depthness and the richness of what some of these holidays mean? I mean, Hanukkah has already been diluted a lot. Okay, I mean, Hanukkah, we kind of had to change and make it all a happy holiday when really it was during a time when Jews were being killed. Right, you know, during the Roman Inquisition, et cetera, and during Roman times, and the Maccabees had to, you know, fight, and there were a lot of deaths, et cetera. But Hanukkah comes around Christmas time. We made it a present time, et cetera. So, yeah, absolutely. We are definitely aware of superficial aspects of these holidays, and we revel in the superficial aspects, and it's fun, and it's everybody's happy. So, I mean, I unfortunately, I really can't comment too much more on what's happening with the school district. I don't know what they're doing, but I don't know if that's a start of something that we're going to see come in the future. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Do not need to hear my reflux, but that's what happens when you kind of eat lunch while you're on your break. All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, the 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Of course, I'm going to tell you, look, okay, I hold nothing back. If I think I'm about to burp and you hear something, I'm going to tell you. Angelina Jolie has been in the news, all right, not because of anything she did, but I guess everybody has been, not everybody, but the media has been talking about how many of us are confused about getting preventative mastectomies. Remember Angelina Jolie? got a bilateral mastectomy. That was, you know, a big, big headline over the last year. And I guess she had done that because of the BRCA gene testing, and her mother had died of breast cancer. And I guess they say that many people who heard of Angelina Jolie's story are even more confused than they've ever been when it comes to gene mutations and the effect of breast cancer. Now, can I just say, Angelina Jolie was never supposed to sit here and educate us just because she went and did that and let the media, you know, talk to her about it and interview her about it doesn't really mean that, you know, she was supposed to be a spokesperson for breast cancer or she was supposed to be teaching us about the BRCA gene. Of course it's confusing. All right, and of course we're confused. Okay, I think a lot of people had asked, well, maybe I should just get my breast taken off. All right, I think people are more confused not because of Angelina Jolie, but they're more confused about Obamacare and all the different exemptions that are happening, and are us losing our insurance, and then the new insurance being more expensive, and you know, what do we do with the deductible? And if we needed surgery, do we do it now? So I mean I don't blame her at all. All right, and if we are confused, of course it is very confusing. Cancer is confusing. Remember, cancer is not predictable. If cancer was predictable, it wouldn't be called cancer. Now, some people think, well, if I'm BRCA negative, I'm in the clear. No. If you are BRCA gene negative, that does not mean you're in the clear. You could still get cancer of the breasts, you know, et cetera. If you're BRCA gene positive, does that mean you're going to get breast cancer? No. You could still not get breast cancer even though you carry the gene. So, I mean, you know, when it comes to medicine, we just don't know. Yes, in medicine, we could maybe find trends. We could maybe predict certain things, you know, like, well, you know, somebody had eaten, you know, the same thing you had eaten. He just threw up and had diarrhea. And maybe in the next few hours, you may have the same thing. So, I mean, you know, sometimes we're that good. Okay. You know, and we could do PET scans and all sorts of other cool stuff, which is exciting. But when it comes to coming up with a decision, like having a healthy body part removed because you think you may or may not get cancer, that's something, excuse me, that we're not going to be at 100% of. Now, that was a hiccup, by the way. That wasn't a burp. That was a hiccup. Oh, you think it was a burp? Well, I don't know what it sounded like. I can't hear. I haven't got my headphones on. Whatever it was, I apologize. Okay, I'm going to call that one a hiccup. So, know that if you do have BRCA gene, okay, in the family, and men, you better listen to this too, okay, you could be at increased risk for breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, a variety of cancers, if it's in the family. I have a patient right now whose father had prostate cancer. He's in his 30s. There's ovarian and breast cancer in his family. He's thinking he's got the BRCA gene. And wisely, I told him, why don't you sit down with the urologist, okay, and talk to him, because you're only in your 30s, what the proper way to screen for. His father had prostate cancer when he was in his 50s. Okay, and usually, you know, 20 years before the cancer hit the family member, we like you getting checked. All right, I go, just sit down and have a talk with them, you know, and find out what your screening plan should be. I understand a lot of insurances don't want you getting PSAs, but, you know, talk about if that's a good way to go, et cetera, what the plan is. Should you be screened every year? Should you be screened for every 2 years? Okay, should you have the rectal exam so they actually can see the size of the prostate, et cetera? So I think education is golden. But, you know, for those of you that are confused, that's what doctors are for. If you can't talk to your doctor, that's what I'm for. Send me an email. Our website is drdahlia.com, and I'm here to answer your questions. Okay, I've had that website at drdahlia.com for five years now. Okay, I'm here to, you know, try to kind of help guide people. Of course, it's hard to answer everybody's email, but I'm pretty much at about 100%, with the exception of some of the sales pitches or the dirty emails that have gotten sent to me, because it is a confusing time, and I get that. Okay? And I know what we want. The public wants to be able to blow things off. I know. I would love that. Okay? I would love to be, you know, have all this testing done and go and know I'm negative, and then I could just go about my merry way for the next 30, 40, 50 years, but it doesn't work like that. Okay? Now, the BRCA gene, like the BRCA 1 and the BRCA 2, they say it could increase a woman's lifetime risk of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, etc. 12% of women in the general population will get breast cancer anyway. 55 to 65% of these women with the BRCA mutation and 45% of the BRCA 2 will develop cancer by the time they're 70. Okay? But you see, that's not 100%. So just because you have the BRCA gene doesn't mean it's a definite. Some people may say, you want to know what the hell with it? My breasts aren't perky anymore. To me, they're a liability, and they get them taken off. For other people, no, they don't want to go through the risk. And I dig that. I completely understand both sides of it. Okay? 5 to 10% of breast cancers, though, okay, on general, are attributed to family history. Remember I told you that 90% of women with breast cancer never had it in the family? That still holds true. That statistic still holds true. Here we are, decades later. So when I had a family member say, I'm not getting mammograms because breast cancer isn't in the family, I basically dragged her to get her mammogram, by her hair. She got her mammogram and she actually had breast cancer. And I'm like, well, then I guess you're the first one in the family or none of the other family members lived to tell about it. Okay, because they had died of something else before the breast cancer was ever found. So it's just, you know, and again, I don't want to be negative. It's just one of those things where we just have to, you know, be aware. We also have to be aware of credit card fraud versus debit card fraud. Money, CNN Money, okay, is, of course, you know, referring to what had happened at Target, where tens of millions of Target shoppers had their credit or debit card information stolen, all right? And I guess debit cards and credit cards are treated differently by consumer protection laws. Under federal law, your personal liability for fraudulent charges on a credit card cannot exceed $50. But if somebody uses your debit card, you could be liable for $500. Now, I'm not saying don't use a debit card over your credit card, but I think a lot of us have realized that our debit card could be a little bit more dangerous because they could go into our account. All right. So you may not be as protected with your debit card as you are with your credit card. They say if somebody uses your credit card, the charge is often credited back to your account immediately after it's reported. Many of our credit cards have theft forgiveness, where if you were stolen from, and I always do that, whenever my credit card was stolen, I always in good faith tell them the last place I used it, even before they ask, okay, because I don't want to look like I'm like, oh, yeah, I just used it at Bass Pro Shops. No, I didn't, okay, so I always tell them where it was and when it was stolen because I'm hoping they could figure out where the person is, okay? They say to not get hacked, you got to be vigilant with your accounts, okay? Go and check your accounts. If you shop at Target like I did, see if there's been any abnormal credit card activity. You got to find that out. Do not wait, okay? All right? Because, you know, there may be a certain time limit on when you could report fraud. They also say set your own fraud controls. They say financial institutions have their own internal fraud controls, but some transactions could slip through the cracks. So if you need to kind of up the security like you would up on your computer, try and do that. Talk to your credit card companies. All right? And then they say also be careful of certain hotspots. They say you should be very wary of using a debit card online. Okay, gas stations, ATM machines can also be hot spots for skimmers. You know, what happened is I guess a hacker was able to upload software onto Target software, from what I understand. All right, so ATM machines, gas stations, etc. could have possibly that sort of software. Again, don't let your guard down like we talked about, okay? And what else do they suggest? That's it. All right, so I know. We don't need this hassle. We just don't. All right, okay. Oh, man, we're coming up on the end. I want to talk about no clear link between passive smoking and lung cancer. We're going to have to get to that in another hour. But if this is your stop, I just want to wish you guys all a phenomenal Christmas, a phenomenal holiday. I want to make sure you guys are healthy, you're safe, all right? My email is still working 24/7, so send me any questions you have, and have a happy, healthy one. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Yeah, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.